We're nearing the end of high school graduation season, and in a school year marked by change, virtual schooling, and COVID scares, student speakers took to the podium to offer some reflections on the class of 2021.
Class of 2021, scream if you can hear me.
Good evening, parents, friends, teachers, administrators.
Buenos días, familias y amigos, maestros. My name is Vanessa Holly Fernandez, and on behalf of the
class. My name is Lillian, and we went to high school together.
My name is Jack Scott. I'm the class president.
My name is Iman Mazafarian, and I'm honored to stand before you today, not only as our valedictorian, but also as the senior with the best hair, according to our yearbook survey. I'm also the senior who held the record for quarantining the most kids when I got COVID. So.
Y'all, we did it. It's so surreal to say, but we did it.
I want to thank my mom and my dad for raising me.
Shout out to my family for holding it down always.
Mami, papi, gracias por todo.
To my older sister, who as a teen mom showed me that perseverance is just a mindset.
And last but definitely not least, I would like to thank myself for being persistent and believing in myself enough to accomplish.
Let's be honest. I know it could have been worse, but this year sucked.
There's a sense of pride I have knowing that our entire class was able to complete the two hardest years of high school online.
Feels like we've only been in school for 3.5 years. Oh, wait. Thanks, COVID.
If this year has taught us anything, it is that we are resilient. Teachers, I am sure you went home in tears each night trying to attempt this virtual teaching life to help us.
The pandemic reminded us that life is far from linear. And this year, we each experienced different, unique challenges that instantly stopped our lives in their tracks.
When the situations around us are dire and hopeless, we can always look to people to inspire meaningful change.
Our class is on the cusp of being change makers for a generation in which there are so many flaws. The world surrounding us has given us a unique opportunity to rise up and make an impact.
I learned that it's okay not to fit inside the boxes our society tries to put us in. It's okay to love art in ways that no one will ever understand. It's okay to speak up when something doesn't sit right with you, and it's more than okay to be unapologetically you.
Always be you. Learn yourself and fall in love with who you are. If you don't know who you are or love yourself, you will get caught up in the world and lose your identity. In simple terms, you'll get lost in the sauce.
And if you can't love yourself, how are you gonna love anyone else? Can I get an amen?
As our high school days come to an end, reflect on those sleepless nights, rushed mornings trying to get to class on time, and drawn-out lectures.
Or the many times our poor teachers attempted Zoom meetings in which technical errors were inevitable.
We made it through the classes, the AP exams, the late-night rehearsals, the SATs, the ACTs, and don't even get me started on the drama that comes with being a teenager.
And to end it all, as Nipsey Hussle once said, whatever you do, give your heart to it and stay strong. In class of 2021, we are officially out.
Graduates of 2021, be excellent in all you do.
Gracias por escucharme. Que tengan buen día. Adios.
We made the history books once by surviving this pandemic, and I wholeheartedly believe that we will continue to make history. I can't think of a better group to make history with. Congratulations, class of 2021. I love you all.
In order, that was Lillian Smith, Coeur d'Alene High School in Idaho.
Khaleesia Morrison, Eagles Landing High School in Georgia.
Vanessa Wally Hernandez, Kipp Nashville Collegiate High School in Tennessee.
Jack Scott of Anderson Preparatory Academy in Indiana.
Iman Mazafarian, Calvary High School in California.
Sean Polk II, Duke Ellington School of the Arts in Washington, D.C.
Rafael Pareda, McLaughlin High School in Oregon.
Paula Garcia Barron, Boulder High School in Colorado.
And Mackenzie Beasley, Sepulpa High School in Oklahoma.
Congratulations to all of you on your graduation.
Woo!